Trust and obey. A friend of mine puts the following words beneath her WhatsApp profile picture. The harder I have leaned on God, the stronger I have found Him to be. I believe this would describe the experience of many Christians. God never puts us to shame. The question, however, is, are we always willing to put our trust in God? Walking with God can really be summed up in these three words: trust and obey. Trust in God and obey His word or instructions. We need to trust in God that He has our best interest at heart. He is the Alpha and Omega, and as such sees the end from the beginning. He is worth trusting. I have found God faithful in my life, and I have realized that trusting in Him is worth it. You may likely have had a similar experience. If you're not accustomed to trusting in God and in His Word, it is not too late to make that your lifestyle. Isaiah chapter 30 proceeds and says in verse 18, "Therefore the Lord waits expectantly and longs to be gracious to you. And therefore He waits on high to have compassion on you, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed, happy, fortunate are all those who long for Him, since He will never fail them." Amplified version. God is waiting on you to be gracious to you. Don't keep Him waiting for too long. Find rest, my soul, in Christ alone. Know His power in quietness and trust. When the oceans rise and thunder roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. Hillsong United, Still, 1999. Find the song at the spot indicated. Our scripture for thought and reflection has been Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. For the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, "In returning to me and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence, trust is your strength, but you were not willing." Shalom.